Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, dictating an OSPI report on Janet Martinez, date of birth 6/13/1969, date of procedure May 21st, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, referring physician, Dr. Jasmine Camacho. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, and hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is family history of colon cancer, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy or extensive patient. The patient was brought to an OSPI suite, placed in left lateral position. Today's pre-anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, the direct exam was performed, period, a well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum. And advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or facility cecal valve and complex of folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum period. A retroflex was obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings, there were three ascending colon polyps, period. One was pedunculated with a thin stalk and approximately 15 millimeters in size, an erythematous comma. This was removed with a hot snare polypectomy, and a hemoclip was deployed at the base with good hemostasis. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another approximately 10 millimeter sessile. There was another approximately 6 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure polyps. Period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. There were three total hepatic flexure polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size, sessile and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, the other two were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy and also sessile. Next line, there were two sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Please go back to the sigmoid colon polyp and note that it is diminutive in size. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. There were non-bleeding and small. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending fast. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.